Chapter 18. Everything was dark. Twilight moved her hooves around, reaching for anything to grab onto, but all she felt was the sensation of being submerged in deep water. She was still holding her breath and desperately needed air. Twilight wanted to magically procure some, but everything felt fuzzy, and she couldn't remember how to use her horn until... pop! A bubble appeared around Twilight's head. She exhaled gratefully and lit up her horn. All her friends were wearing head bubbles, too. They looked just as relieved as she did.
"Way to leave it till the last minute, Twilight!"
Pinkie Pie joked, tapping her hoof on the sturdy surface. Twilight shook her head, incredulous. "I didn't make these bubbles."
"Then?"
Fluttershy's eyes grew wide with a mixture of fear and wonder.
"Who did?"
She swam closer to the other ponies, and they formed a little underwater huddle. Suddenly, something swam past. It was impossible to tell what, but it looked like the dark outline of a fish. Twilight really hoped it wasn't a shark. "Hello," she called out. "We're looking for the hippogriffs." A glowing yellow orb shot toward the ponies, lighting up the whole area. It was so bright and mesmerizing.
"How do I know I can trust you?"
it asked. "Please," Twilight Sparkle begged. "The Storm King invaded our land, and we need to find the hippogriffs."
"The Storm King?"
The orb glowed even brighter as it came closer, transforming into something incredible. Twilight had never thought they were real, but swimming right before them was definitely a sea pony. Her face and front hooves were similar to a regular pony's, but she had pale yellow scales, aqua-colored fins instead of a mane, pink fluttery wings, and a beautiful fish's tail instead of back hooves. She introduced herself as Princess Skystar.
"I'm so glad I saved you guys," she squealed in a cute voice.
She sounded even more chipper than Pinkie Pie did after eating cupcakes.
"I'm totally taking you guys to my mom!"
Princess Skystar grabbed Twilight's hoof. The ponies formed a chain and let her lead them down into the watery unknown. They swam past rocks and schools of colorful fish into a sea cave tunnel and beyond.
"We're almost there,"
Skystar assured them. She giggled in excited anticipation as she swam through a rocky opening and into a glowing underwater paradise.
"This is where I live!"
Skystar held out her hoof to present the view to the ponies with pride. Happy sea pony families swam around a sparkling wonderland, giving their princess a little nod as she passed by and clearly wondering about the curious strangers she was escorting. Just up ahead, a palace in the shape of an upside-down flower opened to receive Skystar and her guests.
"Wow!"
Spike marveled, unable to control the direction of his floating. Rainbow Dash helped to spin him upright again.
I know!
Skystar giggled happily. Her visitors had barely seen anything yet, and they were already impressed. Once they'd swum up into the Flower Palace, Skystar approached a pearly white sea pony with purple fins, lounging luxuriously on a purple throne. She wore a golden crown. Skystar swam up to her.
"Mother, look what I found!"
"Is it another shell?" the queen replied without looking up. "Because I am telling you, if it is another shell, I am..."
When she finally did notice Twilight and the others, she let out a massive gasp.
"Princess Skystar, what have you done? You know surface dwellers are forbidden here!"
At this, several royal guards sprang into action, surrounding the ponies with spears.
No! Mom! Please!"
Princess Skystar whined.
"It's so not like that! The Storm King is trying to destroy their home, too!"
"We need to find the hippogriffs," Twilight called out bravely.
The guard pointing a spear at her narrowed his eyes, but Twilight ignored him. This was important.
"Do you know what happened to them?"
The royal sea pony sighed.
Well, of course I know. I'm the queen. I know everything.
Oh! Ow!
Princess Skystar smiled widely and clasped her finned hooves together in unabashed delight.
It's such a good story!
But the queen held back for some reason. Don't you dare tell them, she chided her daughter, and the two began to playfully bicker. Ultimately, Skystar ignored her mother's wishes and swam up to the wall of the palace.
Once upon a time, like a while ago, the hippogriffs did live on Mount Aris.
Skystar touched the wall with her hoof, and it began to light up magically with a glowing illustration of the hippogriffs and the Storm King.
But that horned beast showed up to steal their magic.
Twilight met the worried eyes of Applejack and Rainbow Dash. They were all nervous to hear the next part. Spike was biting his lip. What if Skystar said the Storm King had eradicated the hippogriffs entirely? What would that mean for Equestria? The bubbles on their heads allowed them to breathe, but they all held their breaths in nervous anticipation.
But,
Skystar smiled brightly,
to keep their kingdom out his clutches, their brave and majestic leader, Queen Nova, hid them deep underwater where he could never go.
The wall glowed with a scene depicting the same beautiful sea pony kingdom in which they were now floating.
We are, well, we were, the hippogriffs!
Skystar gestured to the palace and the sea ponies around them. She let out a jovial giggle. Well, I guess the pearl is out of the oyster now, the older sea pony sighed. I am the queen of the hippogriffs. Twilight found herself grinning with delight. They had really found her. The queen of the hippogriffs was right in front of them. She didn't seem overly accommodating, but Skystar seemed to really like Twilight and her friends. She would definitely help save Equestria. Hold on, now let me get this straight. Applejack cocked her head to the side. When the Storm King came, you just abandoned your entire city and fled? Skystar smiled and rolled her eyes.
We didn't flee! We swam! You know, in order to flee!
But how? Asked Rainbow Dash. Ponies didn't randomly transform into other species, so she couldn't imagine how the hippogriffs had managed it. Princess Skystar swam over to her mother. She began to flip her tail and twirl around.
Can we show them? These are the first guests we've had in, like, forever! Can we?
Queen Novo raised an eyebrow and sized up the ponies again, still considering if it was a good idea that they were there. It seemed like she had come to the conclusion that the damage had been done. Well, I suppose I should make sure it still works, she said, swimming up to the giant jellyfish above her throne. Queen Novo gave it a gentle tap, and immediately the tendrils parted to reveal a glittering, luminescent pearl. It glowed so brightly that its light touched the entire palace. Magic began to swirl around, reaching for Spike and the ponies. Before they could even realize what was happening, they were transformed into sea ponies as well. These fins are divine, gushed Rarity, admiring her pretty new fish's tail. The purple fins were curled perfectly, just as her tail had been. Rainbow Dash sped around in a circle with expert form. Swimming was entirely different from flying, but she could tell it was just as awesome. She zoomed back to her friends. Hey, Applejack, I'll race you to that coral. You're on, Applejack called back, and the two of them zipped away.
Woohoo!
Pinkie Pie laughed, doing twirls and blowing bubbles.
Try it, Fluttershy! Yay!
Fluttershy said softly. She barely moved her tail.
Guys,
Spike said in confusion.
Guys, what is happening?
The poor dragon had become a puffer fish. He ballooned out and began to float up. Every pony giggled. Twilight observed her friends with elation. She swam up to Novo and Skystar and said, This is amazing. With this, we could transform every pony at home into something powerful enough to face the Storm King's army.
Queen Novo's face grew dark. Or it could end up in his greedy claws. She swam back to her beloved treasure and plucked it away. Novo clearly didn't like how sad it made the young purple pony to see her take it back to the jellyfish, but her jaw was set. She also clearly knew what she had to do.
Honey, I'm sorry about your home, I truly am, but my responsibility is to protect my subjects. The pearl is not going anywhere. But they had come all this way. Queen Novo and the sea ponies couldn't just hide down here forever. There was so much they were missing up on land. As the queen bid the group farewell and left for her afternoon seaweed wrap, Twilight could keep only one thing on her mind, that pearl. She was going to borrow it, hopefully, before any pony found out.